This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue reading through the Bible, let's do an inductive study of the first five chapters of Exodus. To do this, first discover what it says, then determine what it means. Finally, answer the question, what difference should it make in my life? As you read these five chapters, you'll find the following. The Israelites were in Egypt for some time, and the new Pharaoh was afraid of this growing people group in his land. He didn't remember Joseph and the guarantees made to him in the past, so he tried curtailing their growth, but nothing seemed to work. Moses' mother ingeniously saved him from death, and he was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter. As a man, he saw the plight of the Israelites and tried to help, but his efforts backfired and he fled for his life. Years later, God called him to become the leader who would free Israel from Pharaoh's yoke. In spite of his protestations, God prevailed. Once you've gathered the information, try determining what it means. God, the great I Am, had a plan. Prepare the right man for the right time to accomplish his plan. He used believers like the parents of Moses and unbelievers like Pharaoh's daughter. God even uses failures like when Moses killed someone. If God chooses for you a given task, he equips you to accomplish it. He's not looking for ability or inability, but availability. Once you establish what a portion says and means, determine how to apply what you've learned to your life. You might not be called to lead a nation out of bondage, but whatever God calls you to do, trust Him and obey.